This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the embattled city of Bakhmut on Wednesday during a visit to Poland. Reuters' Emma Jaley reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that Ukrainian troops were still fighting for Bakhmut but could pull out if they risked being cut off.
For me, the most important is not to lose our soldiers. And of course, if there is a moment of even hotter events and the danger we could lose our personnel because of encirclement, of course, the corresponding correct decisions will be taken by generals there.
Zelensky appeared to be referring to the idea of withdrawing. Ukrainian military commanders have stressed the importance of holding Bakhmut and other cities prior to an anticipated counteroffensive in the coming weeks or months.
That's Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. North Korea on Thursday accused the United States and South Korea of escalating tension to the brink of nuclear war through their joint military drills involving American strategic assets. State media KCNA said Pyongyang vows to respond with what it called offensive action. U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting a series of annual springtime exercises since March, including air and sea drills involving a U.S. aircraft carrier and a B-1B and B-52 bombers, and their first large-scale amphibious landing drills in 5 years. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday that the large bipartisan gathering of U.S. politicians who met with her in Simi Valley, California Wednesday show that Taipei is not isolated in the face of Chinese anger. She met with the lawmakers and reporters on the sidelines of a meeting with Republican House Speaker Kevin